Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginam Hang Sing. MLA and Secretary General Naga People's Front, NPF Achumbemo Kikon said the NPF remains committed to the Naga political issue with Naga integration as its topmost priority. Addressing an orientation program for legislators and party leaders at NPF Central Office in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Kikon announced that the Election Commission of India has officially communicated its acceptance of the merger. He emphasized that with the recent merger of Naga regional political parties, the NPF must strive to do its best. He noted that the party should act as a channel between the government and the grassroots people, urging leaders to be well equipped to fulfill their responsibilities. He stressed that as the regional party has now become a larger family, it must work in accordance with people's expectations. Reaffirming the party's long-standing position, Mr. Kikon said that the NPF remains committed to the Naga political issue with Naga integration as its topmost priority. The NPF stands beyond statehood, he added. The General Secretary also appreciated Home Minister Amit Shah's assurance to take the Naga political issue to the ministerial level. The Nagaland Government Teachers Association, NGTA, representing the erstwhile SSA and RMSA 2010 and 2013 batches, will launch a two-day pen-down strike starting today over unresolved salary issues. Although 2,293 teachers were mainstreamed into the state education cadre in September 2022 with effect from April 21, 2022, the association alleged that their salaries are being drawn under the centrally sponsored scheme instead of the state account head applicable to regular state cadre employees. After serving a seven-day ultimatum on February 16 to the Principal Director of School Education and receiving no response, the association said it was compelled to proceed with the pen-down strike. The NGTA further cautioned that if the issue remains unresolved during the two-day strike, it would launch a peaceful and democratic agitation from February 26 until their demands are addressed. Government yesterday sanctioned over 2.88 lakh houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 at the meeting of the 6th Central Sanctioning and Monitoring Committee held in New Delhi. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry informed that the newly sanctioned houses have been approved in 16 states and union territories, including Nagaland, under different verticals of PMAYU 2.0, such as the beneficiary-led construction of 1.66 lakh houses, 1.09 lakh houses under affordable housing in partnership and 12,846 houses under affordable rental housing. The ministry further added that the total number of sanctioned houses under the scheme is now over 13,61,000. The Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday unveiled the country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats.
PRAHAR stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, human rights and rule-of-law-based processes for mitigation of threat, attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalizations, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism and recovery and resilient through a whole-of-society approach. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January 14 this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protest or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. The embassy also issued helpline numbers +989128109115 and +989128109109. The embassy can also be reached at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.